USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Attorney General Merrick Garland Friday appointed a special counsel to oversee two separate and unrelated criminal investigations of Donald Trump. AG Garland making the call after Trump's announcement he intends to run again in 2024, and Joe Biden's indicating he'll run for re-election. The move made to preserve the impartiality of the inquiries, but revealing the Justice Department believes there's merit to continue the investigations. Congressman Adam Schiff is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He said that the Attorney General made a wise decision.
It's the right thing to do, and most particularly if you ensure that it won't cause any delay.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert under fire after calling Saturday night's mass shooting at a Colorado Springs LGBTQ club, quote, absolutely awful via Twitter. The ultra-right congresswoman, who has promoted both gun rights and anti-gay rhetoric, is being blasted for what one user called, quote, trying to score cheap political points. The president of advocacy group GLAAD, Sarah Kate Ellis, said that officials like Boebert herself create environments that foster anti-gay violence.
Politicians like Lauren Boebert herself has been behind, in front of the scenes actually, using the LGBTQ community as political pawns to advance her career by spreading lies and misinformation about our community.
On CNN's State of the Union, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger blasted former Vice President Mike Pence, who has refused to testify at the House Select Committee.
He can't, on the one hand, say that what Donald Trump did was terrible, was a threat to our democracy, and then say, but Congress has no right to my testimony. Look, I fully believe in the separation of powers, but that was violated on January 6th when the former president launched a mob into the legislative chambers.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Fresh off of his commanding re-election, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on Saturday played the role of dutiful Republican soldier as he campaigned for the first time alongside Senate hopeful Herschel Walker after spending months steering clear of his ticket mate. The joint appearance reflects how important Kemp's broad coalition will be in determining whether Walker can unseat Senator Raphael Warnock on a December 6 runoff. The fact it occurred only now underscores the challenges that Walker, a celebrity athlete turned politician, has had appealing to many independents and moderate Republicans amid an intense focus on his rocky past. There's more support for Taylor Swift fans, known as Swifties, upset about the mega mess involving online concert ticket sales. A member of the Senate Judiciary Committee is backing calls for a federal investigation. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal said that Ticketmaster executives should appear before Congress.
Question I would ask is, have you complied with the consent decree by avoiding raising fees unnecessarily, charging exorbitant prices, taking over venues, sponsorships, advertisers to strangle the market?
Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman extended one yellow-gloved hand to a FIFA World Cup ambassador suffering from a rare spinal disorder in an image meant to represent inclusion in a country facing international criticism over its human rights record. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.